It's a 50-50 based on who he is and what he represents. It could go anyway.
I completely disagree. Pay your tithes on Sunday.
I do not agree with you, Ms. Mormon.
Call us at 215-515-3481.
That's 215-515-3481.
Let's talk about it. On 100.3 WRNB.
It's 7:23 right here on 100.3 WRNB. So Philly's worst roommate story ever is going to become a TV series.
Yeah.
A movie. What's going on, Kat?
Yeah, it's
going
to be turned into a television series. So this guy that was deemed as the worst roommate ever, basically he was a squatter. He would steal things from the roommate. He wouldn't pay the bills. He would put cat litter in the toilet.
What?
He ended up allegedly killing his brother. He hung himself. Like, this story is a nightmare.
Yeah.
But he was deemed as the worst roommate ever. And he would do this to multiple women. Like, live there, not pay the bill.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking, didn't these people do some background research on the person that they were kind of living
with?
Yeah,
you just...
You know?
I
couldn't even imagine something like that. Well... it's going to be turned into a TV series. Now, this is coming from the same people that did The Purge, Get Out, and Paranormal Activity. So it's going to be shot like a horror story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were talking earlier. You've had a roommate story?
Yeah, so I had...
A roommate horror story.
So I graduated from college. Big up to Shaw University. I am a college graduate.
Yes.
And so I'm out on my own. Can't do it by myself. So I teamed up with these two young ladies. We had a townhouse, 3-bedroom. We shared the living room and the kitchen, right? I don't know what was wrong with her and the place where she was in her life was kind of dark, but I was... about to embark on a new job in radio, and one of my radio mentors who passed away now, Trey Black, he was like, all right, I'm gonna come through, we'll talk about it, right? Comes through, we're sitting on the couch downstairs, we're not yelling, we're not screaming, I'm having a life altering decision making session here. And so she comes downstairs and she's like, I can't sit on my couch.
What?
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I pay rent. She was like, I'm going to call the police. She called the police.
Wow.
We were like, yo, are you serious? I'm like, call the cops, yo. Like, I was about to throw the hands.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to disrespect me and act like I'm just going to be subjected to my room? Wow. I pay rent here. The kitchen and the living room are communal spaces.
Was this the first time you had, like, company over?
No. I didn't have company over too much, but this was, like, a necessity because I wanted to make the right decision, you know? So then the cops came and they were just like, well, she pays rent here, this and this and that. Like,
wow.
She literally was so dark in her life that she didn't want to see anybody else shine. She just was in a bad space.
What's her name? No. You still talk to her?
No. I moved out like a week later because I was like, I'm not going to have that energy in my life.
Yeah.
People don't want to see me win. You want to call the cops on me? It's a good thing that I'm not running from the law or like, what if I had warrants? You never know.
So the dude, you know, rest in peace, Trey Black. He had to leave the premises when the cops came?
No, he was just like, you know, we'll talk about it later. I'ma leave.
Yeah.
You know, he diffused the situation. Thankfully, he wasn't a hothead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But imagine that situation could have gone really left.
Man, your roommate went from 0 to 100.
Yo, all. She was in a bad space, and she can be right there where she is.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh, maybe she's
hi,
listening.
Hi, hater.
Wow. Never. Well, look, do you have any roommate horror stories? I don't have any. I always would live by myself.
I mean, because you was balling, you know?
No, I got kicked out my, and they still dispute this to this day. My dad sat me down and was like, yo, it's time for you to go.
How old were you?
I was 19.
Okay, I was out the house in 17. So
yeah, you went away to college though.
Yes,
I didn't go away to college. I went to Temple.
Okay.
So my dad was like, "Yo, you 19, it's time for you to like roll." He said, "You either roll or you got to pay rent." I'm like, "Well, I'm gonna pay you rent. Where I can just pay rent somewhere else." So I live by myself. But roommate horror stories. Do you have any? Give us a call 215-515-3481. Horror stories. We have Kia from Germantown on the line. What's your roommate horror story?
My roommate horror story is it was myself and two other of my girlfriends. So her mother moved out of town, and so we all rented the house. And I thought that we were all cool or whatever, but, you know, we all had our boyfriends or whatever. But my boyfriend used to come over and visit a lot. So one of my friends, she's the only one that had a child. So she used to go to work, and we used to wake up and find her child left in the house with us. So I'm like, okay, she's going too far because she did it, you know, too many times. So I decided to say something to her. When I say something to her, her and the other roommate decided that they were going to throw all of my belongings out of the big window. I was so horrified. Like, I was looking all around, and the window was open in the room that I was in, but I never left it open. So something just led me to go look out this window, and they threw all of my clothes, my jewelry, my perfume, everything out of the window. And I said, you know what? This is jealousy. And I don't know, you know, I will go so far. So I said, let me just leave. I just left.
So she wanted you to be a babysitter.
Right. She wasn't even paying me or, you know, asking me anything.
Wow. When was the last time you talked to her?
Well, we just became friends maybe about a year or two ago again. Because, you know, she was my childhood friend. So we, you know, we talked. But we're not friends how we used to be.
Yeah, it's not the same.
That was just jealousy, I believe.
Wow. Well, thank you, kid. Thank you for calling. Yeah. We have Ayana on the line. Ayana, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, you have a roommate horror story?
All right. So I went to Temple University. I didn't graduate. I transferred. But when I did go there, I lived in, like, one of the newest dorms on Broad Street, you know, freshly built, South Hall. It was popping. Had three roommates. They were cool, except for the one. She brought over these three guys to kind of like chill with us, hang with us. Come to find out, the three dudes that she brought over, the only way she met them was through a threesome. She met them through a threesome, and so like that's what they did. Like they would just do threesomes. Like that's, and the creepy part was it was like a friend of hers, and then it was like two brothers. So it was an older brother and a little.
Hold on. It was a threesome, her and two guys?
Yeah.
No, we call that something different.
It's a sausage fight.
It's,
well, I mean,
she was on the Broad Street line.
But like, it was creepy because like it was a brother and a little brother, and I'm just like,
whoa,
yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it was a little brother and a brother.
How, like, so how did that come up? How did that come up in conversation?
Because we would, we shared like a living room, and we had like our own bedroom, so like we would chill and we would just talk, and like that's what she told us. So like when she brought him over. I think it was during spring fling or like that spring break time, and she brought him over. We were like, "Who are these guys?" And like that's what we went in the hallway, and she was telling us, and she was like, "Yeah." She was like, "You know, it's getting close to bedtime, so like you know, which guy's gonna sleep in whose bedroom?" I was like, "That's not how it goes down over here."
Man, that was a roommate horror story for that, ain't?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, we can continue the conversation, your roommate horror stories, on QHM Show, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.